It might seem kind of counterintuitive, but a military medic trained to save lives in combats and provide health care at home does not qualify for most civilian medical jobs. What's worse, many veterans are at a competitive disadvantage when seeking admittance into nursing colleges. So in 2013, the federal government funded a pilot program at 9 universities to create curriculum so veterans, medics, and corpsmen can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing. It's called VCARE, Creating Access to Registered Nurse Education for Veterans. For a series off the base, WSS Bobby O'Brien visits one of the VCARE programs at the University of South Florida.
There's a vast pool of medically trained veterans that Rita Douse says is untapped.
There were over 11,000 in 2011 unemployed medics and corpsmen as they were leaving the service. At the same time, we're facing a nursing shortage.
Douse is a nurse practitioner with a doctorate in teaching and is associate dean at the College of Nursing. She took the lead on the medic-to-nurse program after a Sentinel event.
A dear mentor, colleague, and friend, her son lost his life in service to this country as an Air Force pilot. His tech, who also happened to be a medic, the best position he can get was working as an EMT in a state that actually pays minimum wage. And I thought, what a travesty of justice.
Medics and corpsmen already perform some of the medical procedures in the military that RNs do in civilian life. Yet Dow says many are at a disadvantage when competing for admission into nursing programs because their GPAs tend to be a little lower.
They're taking courses when they're deployed. They're taking courses while they are working 16 hours. So for these individuals, we've discovered that there's more than the GPA.
USF is one of 9 initial VCARE programs. 2 others are at Jacksonville and Florida International Universities. Douse held focus groups as she designed USF's 16-month program. She even looked at programs that failed to avoid their mistakes, and she reached out to Janet Davis, a senior vice president and chief of nursing for Tampa General Hospital.
The VCARE program that USF started has been a great program. Number one, they gave credit to the veterans for experience. That doesn't happen often in nursing education programs.
USF gives the veteran nursing students up to 16 credits for their military medical experience, and the students don't have to take some of the introductory classes. Their clinical training is at TGH, which Davis says is a perfect match for the Level 1 hospital that handles trauma patients.
They are hardworking individuals, know how to deal with stress, know how to deal with crisis, and can keep things calm.
In fact, TGH hired one of the first 10 who graduated in December. Air Force Reserve medic and registered nurse Wilhelmina Folks still has a bounce in her step after finishing a 12-hour shift in the ICU for her third day in a row.
I'm just blessed and I'm happy. I got a job and something I really enjoy. I get to help people.
And she says the USF program was helpful because it provided students a military liaison and supportive teachers.
The military trains us well enough to be able to transition and do well in a BSN program.
Back at USF, Associate Dean Rita Douse sits on one of the lime green sofas inside a small study space set up for the student vets at the College of Nursing.
These individuals have had their buddies die in their arms. So these individuals come into our program having seen some of the worst atrocities that humans can do to each other. They have that sense of honor, that dedication, the service. And they come into the nursing program, and they're just thrilled to have this chance.
And taking a chance on the non-traditional nursing students is paying off. 100% of the first class graduated, and the second class is on track to do the same this December. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.